Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hi, yes, and as the music fades out, I know you were expecting to hear Bradley Dean's voice. Bradley, believe it or not, is on his way to Tennessee to do a live event. He's going to be on the radio with you tomorrow. He called me and he says, hey, Dave, would you do this show, Dave Krieger, with you from the Power Hour? And it's so good here to be with you. I've been on Bradley's show before. We share a lot of the same ideas and principles. And so I thought I would take the opportunity to come out here and do my little rant, do my little thing. You know, the Word of God is extremely important. Our Constitution of the United States, our Declaration, the Magna Carta, everything this country stands for. I think sometimes we need to refresh our minds as to what's going on. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And that's one of the reasons why I agreed to jump in on here, because, one, I am a constitutionalist. And people, you know, when they look at this thing and they say, hey, Dave, you know, how come you've had Dr. Naomi Wolf on your show? It's like, well, let's see. You're going to say she's a diehard Democrat, and I'm going to agree with you. However, she's also a journalist, like I am, card-carrying member of the media. And the thing is, though, my take on what's going on in the media right now is a whole lot different than what you would commonly see if you dialed in the Communist News Network, CNN, MSDNC, and all the other things that Fox News, even Fox News has stuff on there that I sometimes, when I look at it, I shake my head, and I'm just like, okay, what kind of stuff are we being brainwashed with? And, you know, part of the problem that we have is relying on our government to be our savior. We know who our savior is. This is one of the reasons why we talk about being Judeo-Christian on this show. That's why they call the show Sons of Liberty Radio. And, you know, it's a blessing for Bradley to call me and say, hey, Dave, would you do this show for me? Sure, I will. I didn't even hesitate. He's on a travel day. He'll be on tomorrow live in Tennessee. He'll be back Monday in studio live. But the thing is, you know, Bradley makes a lot of sacrifices driving all over the country doing these lectures and speeches and whatnot. And, I mean, the Word of God just flows off his lips. And you see, the thing is that it's the Holy Spirit that motivates us to say what we say. I literally am ad-libbing this entire show. I have a few notes on my screen only as a reference. Everything else I say is of God. The fact that I am speaking is because God said, point in the right direction. Whatever comes out of my mouth is of God. That's the Spirit motivating me, me getting revelation and talking about what matters. And there's a lot of things that matter, because the more we put our emphasis on the world and what the world is doing, the more panicked we become. And that's all by design. You see, we're in a spiritual war. It doesn't matter what you think as far as what these people have in store. You've got people like Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, saying we have the means to impose the state of the world. Well, you know what, Klaus Schwab? I say you don't. God says you don't. You can sit there in your little platform in Davos and tell this room full of political and corporate execs and World Economic Forum scholars, well, let's be clear, the future is not just happening. The future is built by us, a powerful community here in this room. We have the means to impose the state of the world. You see, here's the thing. They forgot about God. They left out an important feature. And I look at the book of Romans. See, and I just opened the book. Immediately I thought about Romans when I read that Klaus Schwab line, because, see, he seems to have forgotten a lot of things. And if I look at Romans 1 chapter, you know, Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Where God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And this is why you have drag shows. This is why you have monkeypox. And, of course, they're all going to blame this. They're all going to blame it on the green monkey. I mean, this is where the propaganda starts, folks. This is where the actual truth comes out. Because, see, the thing is, God... You know, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worship the creature more than the creator. And, of course, for this God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust toward one another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, and even... As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to what? A reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And you see, this is the thing. When you're dealing with Klaus Schwab and all these people that think they have the right to rule the world, they put God in last place. When you have people like Dr. Deborah Birx, who gets on and writes a tell-all book, saying that from the initial conception to actuality, the great pandemic of panic of 2020 was promulgated by lies, deceit, and corruption in a nasty lab-engineered virus nobody dared to take responsibility for. Everything was a lie and continues to be based on lies. And why did they want to do this? You know, for those that do not realize what their ultimate goal is, in order to facilitate having, and I know this may be some strange thing to those of you who have what I call cognitive dissonance. This is basically the Spirit of the Lord, you know, is struggling to stay within you so that you stay focused on the truth. And the fact of the matter is that 500,000 people died as a result of taking this jab because they were looking for a savior. The savior told them, hey, we have a jab. We have a shot, a clot shot. You take this, you'll survive. It reminds me of that movie, The Hunger Games. Here, take this and live. You know, they send a magic thing. Somebody, oh, well, you have a sponsor. You know, God is our sponsor. That's all we have to do is put him first. If we put him first, nothing else matters, right? Oh, but God, we live in this world. What is going on with this world? This world is crazy. These people are trying to do crazy things to us. They've got insects flying around as syringes. They've created all this stuff for genetic modifications.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Sons of Liberty Radio, we are here. Dave Krieger with you from the Power Hour, subbing in for Bradley Dean, who's on his way to Tennessee to speak to a live event. He's going to be joining you live tomorrow and back in the studio on Monday. And we appreciate the opportunity to have Bradley contact me and say, hey, Dave, would you sit in? Yeah, we're doing that. We were talking before the break about people who are sick and twisted. I call them the reprobates. And you look at Congress today. And I even on my own show talk about probably 50 people right now that have probably put God first, including Myra Flores, who I've had on my show before, Congresswoman, just got elected to Texas District 34. And see, the thing is, she was on the show, but they've sanitized everything. I'm serious. I had her on the show, and her press secretary is like, you only can talk about this, 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 and this. Now, to me, that's sanitization. Because you can't talk about truth and bring truth in. Now, the one thing that attracted me to Myra Flores was the fact that when she got on camera the very first time I saw her, she said, I put God first, family second, country third. I said, now, see, there's a woman who's got her priorities in order. And there's a person who believes in the Word of God and stands up for the truth and her people. And the thing is, her people are her constituents from her district in Texas, not just the Hispanic community. You know, nobody appreciates being called a breakfast taco. You know, to me, this is exactly what Satan does. This is exactly where we have been since early 2020, in a nation state of divisiveness. Satan has won because all these people believed everything that Dr. Deborah Birx and Dr. Anthony Fauci, who I call Anthony Mengele, you know, that's my name to him because he's doing experiments on people, genetic experiments, with a gene therapy drug that they falsely labeled a vaccine. And there was President Trump touting the fact that, look, Operation Warp Speed. Warp Speed to do what? See, this is a problem. And they got a lot of people, including well-meaning Christians, well-meaning people who believed in the Word of God said, well, God wouldn't allow us to. No, God gave you free will. God gave you a choice. God gave you sound mind. It says that all in His Word. Now, you've got to ask yourself a question. Which do I believe? Do I believe some doctor who went to get an education from a liberal college that says, oh, this jab is safe and effective? Or do I believe my conscience telling me, maybe I better do some more research before I take this, because everything that they're saying on mainstream media is not making a whole lot of sense? And then come to find out, mainstream media was being paid by Big Pharma to tell you all these things, to basically whitewash everything, to make it all look pure, to make it look like, oh, we all have honorable intentions, the road to heaven is paved with great intentions. Yeah, sure it is. And the thing is, when you have a government out there that says all these things, starting in March of 2020, and then all of a sudden, months later, we've got a vaccine. You see, everybody was looking for the Savior. It wasn't a gift from God. Because, see, if you had studied all of these things ahead of time, and you probably did, some of you did, I know. If you have a question about it, 866-582-9933 is our call-in number here at Sons of Liberty Radio. And you can voice your concerns. I'm always glad to talk to folks. Because, see, we still have freedom of speech. Last time I checked, it was contained within Article 1 of your Constitution. Much the same way as the thought process going on right now with Klaus Schwab and his evil bunch of world-dominant cronies. See, they are reprobates in my book, and they have forgotten God. They put themselves first. They basically have bought into Satan. And they're doing everything the devil himself is telling them to do. You see, sex trafficking, child trafficking, all of this stuff, it's nothing. It's demonic. It is all demonic, and it's basically done by people who are working for the other side. You and I both know that. We have been given wisdom to deal with situations like this. What is wisdom? Knowledge applied. And you know, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the thing is, that's only part of the verse. The thing is that everybody likes to take that statement and apply it to general know-how. And why shouldn't they? I mean, if you don't know something, you're going to make a bad decision. If you do know something, you're going to make a good decision. The more good things you know about something, the more God works in you and motivates your spirit to make the right choice. Because after all, God did give you free will. And if something happens to you because you bought into the lies of the federal government, you made the federal government your God, that's your choice. Constitution gives you that right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property, because everybody's into that these days. Of course, you can't take it with you. But here's the thing. If you understand the purpose that God has for you, and He does not want you to turn the other cheek if somebody walks up on the street and slaps you in the face, and this happens a lot to everybody here, especially when you get ridiculed because you are smart about not taking the jab. You are one of those people out there, those 100 million people that didn't take the jab, that said, hey, wait a minute. God's telling me this is not a good thing. I thought you were supposed to test these things for 10 years. What about all the trials? Where's all the evidence and the information about the trial? There isn't any. Why is it that Pfizer was telling a federal judge we need 75 years to get this information to you? And the judge said, no, you'll start getting it to me now. Did the judge do the right thing? You bet he did, because all of a sudden we're finding out all the things that are wrong with this jab and what their intention was. You can go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and look it up for yourself. It's all there. Moderna's actual shot shows you what looks like a mesh web being inserted under the skin. What do they have in mind for that? Same thing as what they are doing with technology. we know in the latter days, and that's what, you know, a lot of people read and say, we're in the latter days, we're in tribulation, mid-tribulation. No, it doesn't matter what we're in right now. Right now, we're in the world. We're supposed to live like Christians. We're supposed to walk in love. And see, that's number one. If you just remember that, you're going to be good. You're going to be okay. You just put God first and walk in love, and you'll be okay. See, people try to find fault with Christ, and Christ, for all intents and purposes, by the people who knew him, was held blameless. And they worshiped him, and they worshiped his Father. But then, Satan, of course, Satan was in the picture too. Satan came to Christ and tempted him. Christ refused, of course. Don't have to go through the entire story, but, you know, the thing is that Christ, when he was still alive on this earth after being raised from the dead, and if you believe it and you profess him as your Savior, you're going to be with him in the end. Does anything else matter? I wouldn't think so. A lot of people out there seem to think it does because they put all their emphasis on the ways of the world. And the thing is, do the ways of the world really matter at this point? God wants you to be fruitful, multiply, work with your hands, that which is pleasing unto the Lord. And I'm looking at 1 Thessalonians 4 right now when I'm talking about stuff like this, starting at verse 11. And you study to be quiet and do your own work, your own business, work with your own hands as we commanded you. This is Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica, telling them, look, just do your thing. Do your job. Walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing. In other words, walk in kindness and love. But he also, because of the same thing that's going on in the world today, told the people in the church in Thessalonica, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. With all of these people dying of COVID, did they really die of COVID? What did they die of? And now we have all these insects flying around as syringes for genetic modification, eugenics, and population control. I mean, this is technocracy news. These are people in the know that have been studying all this stuff, listening and watching what the World Economic Forum is doing and how they're trying to change things. How they're trying to create a food shortage? Why would they create food wars? Have you ever asked yourself the question why they would do this? How about, here's an idea. Starvation creates cheaper labor. And this is why our southern borders are open in America. You got all these people who come in here, and they will work for less money because they're starving. Because they've been imported here at the request of an administration full of reprobates that are not putting God first. They do not trust God. They are on a mission. We'll talk about that mission when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in recession.
President Biden speaking from the White House about the second quarter GDP report released Thursday. The report shows the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter the U.S. economy shrunk, a key indicator of a recession and the technical definition. A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms. USA Radio News. The illegal immigrant accused of raping a 10-year-old girl who traveled outside of Ohio for no reason to have an abortion will remain in jail until trial. During a hearing in Columbus, a judge said she won't allow Gerson Fuentes to return to the same home where the little girl lives. The 27-year-old has pleaded not guilty to rape. The fallout goes on after the arrest of a couple accused of secretly operating as Russian spies in Hawaii. Now, the attorney for the woman arrested last week says a photo of her client in an authentic KGB uniform isn't what it appears. Her attorney says the woman and her husband have nothing to do with Russia, and the outfits were photographed in don't even belong to them. A new Gallup poll found that only 11% of American adults have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in TV news, and only 16% have such confidence in newspapers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, there's the Rock founder, Sons of Liberty Radio, back on the air again. Dave Krieger subbing in for Bradley Dean, who's taking a travel day. He's going to be in Tennessee tomorrow. So for those of you panicking and going, where's Bradley? He's on the road, and he's going to be live tomorrow in Tennessee. Then Monday he'll be back in studio and to carry on the mission. And I was talking about a mission before we took our break, you know, because of the fact that, you know, COVID has killed all these people. And the news guy just reported, if you were just listening here, that people are losing and still dealing with a loss of taste and smell. That's all part of what we're dealing with right now, which is a bioweapon. Now, I know there's a lot of you out there thinking, oh, we're in mid-tribulation right now and all the plagues are being unleashed. You know, unfortunately, here's the thing. Everything that we've been told up to this point, they were counting on, I'm talking about they being the government, which is not motivated by God, but by greed. All you got to do is follow the money, and you'll see about Big Pharma. You turn on TV, what do you see? Nothing but commercials for antidepressants, because we're depressed and we need drugs. And well, here's a drug they're advertising right now. Why do you think they put that on there? You know, their mission is to warp your mind and make it pay attention to the ways of the world, not the ways of the Father. The thing is, on my show, on the Power Hour, we talk a lot about people and their mission to prepare. Because, see, the thing is you just heard advertising for Ready Hour. You know, and this is the thing about the wise and foolish maidens. Remember that? About trimming the lamps and not having enough oil. You know, you see, the thing is they didn't prepare. Now, do we use that as a convenient excuse to talk about this stuff? Well, you know, you can say what you want. You can think what you want. The beauty of it is God gave us a mission, and that's to walk in love and to prepare and not to grieve over people we have lost.
Because if they believed that Jesus died and rose again, even so them, which asleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. Boy, those lucky stiffs. You know, it's almost like, look, if I die, that means I'm going up before you do. They're going to put me in the ground. They're going to cremate me, whatever the case. My soul took its last breath. My spirit went to be with the Father. Because if you put him first, you know where your spirit's going. And the thing is a lot of people say, you know what? I'm glad. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be with the Creator. Well, your spirit is. If they cremate your body, where's your body? It's ash. It's in the ground. It's been interred. It's in an urn. Doesn't really matter. The idea here is out of 1 Thessalonians, which we were talking about, tells you that the dead are going to go up before we which are alive and remain. We should celebrate the fact that we are still alive. Why is that? Because their mission is to bless others' lives. That's it in a nutshell. That's one of the reasons I'm here. That's one of the reasons why when Bradley said, Dave, would you do this? I said, sure. It's one of the reasons why when we talk about food wars, you hear all this stuff on here, is because, see, they want to make us all slaves. They know if they let all these immigrants from south of the border come up here, if they need a ditch dug and they can't find a white supremacist to do this, or somebody who is insulted by it or says, I'm entitled, I don't have to work, well, you're going to starve. And this is one of the reasons why God says, look, I gave you wisdom. I gave you knowledge. I gave you my word. Are you following it? If you don't work, you don't eat. The rich ruleth over the poor. The borrower is a servant to the lender. Proverbs 22:7. Now, I'm serious. This is one of the reasons why all these things were laid out. Now, the Old Testament, in my world, was written for our learning. The New Testament, see, because the story of Christ was told in four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when Christ ascended, that was the end of it. The church started in the book of Acts. That's where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was. Remember that, the day of Pentecost? And all of a sudden, people started speaking in tongues. People from all over the world gathered. And much noise was made about. You know, see, here's the problem with, it's like protests. And basically, the book of Acts said, the more part of them knew not why they were come together. You got to think about that for a minute. Because every time that they get together and they start ranting, it's just like a protest. And the thing is, we got 80 plus million Americans that all feel like they've been ripped off by a government they can no longer trust. Which means your mission, should you decide to accept it, there we go with the Mission Impossible stuff again. If you decide to accept it, your mission would be to get involved in your community. That's the most godly thing you can do because you're walking in love and you're doing it on a local basis. And you're going to the election supervisors, because I know right now Sarasota, Florida, it needs 750 poll workers. And there's a shortage. They're far short of the goal. Now, if you were a civic-minded person that wanted to do your duty, that felt like in November of 2020, like your vote didn't matter and you feel disenfranchised and you solely want to rise up and do the right thing, you'd be participating in our election process because this is what the Constitution of the United States is all about. It's what guarantees your freedom. And you have the right, if you see something nefarious going on, to pick up the phone and call your county sheriff, except if you live in Alaska, Hawaii, or Connecticut, because they voted not to have sheriffs. That's a mess. But see, Connecticut, Alaska, and Hawaii don't have as many electoral votes in the college. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but, you know, when you enter into what we, I use the Dr. Seuss analogy, one state, two state, red state, blue state. And I do it because of the fact that you can tell who all the people are that are trusting in government. And those who don't trust the government living in a blue state, what do? Vote with their feet. They move. And this is what they do. They move to another state, a red state, and it's almost like instead of putting their faith in God, They keep looking at D.C. like it's their savior. They look to the state government after that. They don't put the 10th Amendment out there because the 10th Amendment of the Constitution allows the states to have rights not bestowed upon the federal government. When Roe v. Wade was reversed due to the ruling in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health, the 10th Amendment scored a major victory in the Constitution. Now, you pro-lifers, you know, there's two sets of arguments floating around out there now. Understand this. Because, see, way back when, we used to bomb abortion clinics. All the pro-lifers used to protest, and stuff would happen to the abortion clinics. And now what's happening? What, do we say turnabout's fair play? Now, all of a sudden, Jane's Revenge and everybody else is bombing pregnancy centers. So, you know, the thing is, it's all Satan. Satan is the author of confusion. God, it says clearly in the Word, is not the author of confusion that he should lie. However, our government is. Our government clearly has lied to we the people about a lot of things. One, that if you take the jab, you're not going to get COVID. Yeah, I could do a little sight gag and ask everybody to show of hands how many people got COVID after you took the jab. But I'm not even sure that those people are even listening to this program right now because their heart's not with God. They were depending on government. They want a savior to come and rescue them. And see, the thing is if the savior is the Antichrist, you're in trouble. They're in trouble. The thing is, you should look forward to the end of your mission. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Right out of the good book. And we're all sitting here panicking. What do we do in the meantime? Do what God said. Study to be quiet. Do your own business. Work with your hands as we commanded you. This is Paul telling the church, the New Testament was written for our application. We're saved by grace. Now we have to walk in grace. We have to walk in faith. We have to walk in love. That's what this is all about. All of these things are part of your mission. And just, you know, when you get depressed or you start feeling dejected, that reminds me of a poem that I picked up a copy of. It was in a bookmark, and I got it at the Great Passion Play, and every time I read it, I get very emotional. And it's called Footprints in the Sand. One night, I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. This really bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. The Lord replied, my precious child, I love you and would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then I carried you. See, we seemingly forget that he's there, no matter what our trials and tribulations, and we don't need to go get antidepressants. We need to do what God said in Thessalonians. Everybody should be working.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Sons of Liberty Radio, back in the saddle here. Dave Krieger subbing in for Bradley Dean, who is en route to Tennessee to do a live event out there. He'll be joining you live tomorrow and then Monday back in studio. In the meantime, we were talking about our mission, talking about the footprints in the sand, and talking about the fact that because we have sound mind and free will, we can do what we want. We can actually go out, start up a business, mom and pops, out there, people who are looking for needs. What are the most important needs right now? Yes, I know all you history majors or art majors that went to school, and what are you doing with all that talent? Oh, I wanted to be in forestry. Yeah, I'll go camp out in the woods and play David Thoreau, right? Now, can't do that. You've got to study to be quiet, working with your own hands, that which is pleasing unto the Lord, as we commanded you. This is Paul telling the church a few things. And, you know, when we're idle, this is when things get crazy. And then we start saying, God, when are you going to come back? When are you going to send Christ to come back? When's the trump going to sound? I can't go through any more of this tribulations. But see, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, but at the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, yeah, just like safe and effective, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, that they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You see, you have a mission to walk in love and be a witness for God in Jesus Christ. You have a mission to do everything, including fend for yourself, grow your own food, can your own vegetables, raise your own stock, whether it's poultry, rabbits, whatever the case may be. You have a duty to do this, not only for yourself, but for your neighbors, for other people who did not prepare. But you also have a witness to go out to encourage others to do the same thing that you're doing. Because it says, when they shall say peace and safety, just like, oh, don't worry about these vaccines, they're safe and effective. And what happens? People who put their faith in the Savior, their government, and see everybody's looking at what's going to happen in November 2024. Oh, yes, we need a Savior. You're waiting around for stuff you don't know is going to happen because ye are not of this world. And if you want to judge people, ye shall know them by their fruits. You see, all these biblical sayings just come right out of my head. And it's just like, you know, if I hadn't studied the Bible for 3 years solid in a ministry, it would be very difficult to understand a lot of what I see in the world. But because of the fact that we know this, because God gave us a sound mind, we don't need to sit here and panic. We just need to do, be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And so being a doer of the word, that means walk in love. That means grow vegetables. That means have a victory garden. That means if you have time out of your schedule and you can go to New York's Batavia Cornerstone Church and attend the upcoming Reawaken America tour, timetofreeamerica.com, do that. I've spoken at the event. I think Bradley did too, as a matter of fact. And they're going to break all this truth out to you. They're going to talk to you all about what's going on, why the climate change thing, the emergency powers, what they're trying to do. Who is the real Bill Gates? I swear he's working for the other side, folks. So is the World Health Organization. These people in Congress have given them over to a bunch of more reprobates, and these reprobates are going to sit there and try and alter your state of consciousness, and they'll do it by any means necessary. And you know what? If you die in Christ, so be it. You know what your future holds. Unlike them, should we judge them for what they're doing? I mean, when Christ was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And the thing is half these people out there that are protesting and burning buildings and acting like a bunch of entitled, spoiled brats, they're being taught by Satan's army. And this is just the way it is. We knew it was a spiritual battle on this world. But see, the thing is, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do I need to explain that? You've already got that figured out, right? So, you know, when we're talking about food wars, the way to overcome this is to find a way to produce an income. This is why, even though we have creatures of the state, the fact of the matter is the state is the most important thing right now, courtesy of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Rights reserved to the states, the most important thing, because it gives you the power to do things like they're doing down in Texas. It's called Texit. Like Brexit, it's Texas leaving the Union, seceding. You see, history repeats itself, folks. Those who are ignorant of it are condemned to repeat it. Now, that's not out of the Word of God. That's George Santayana, philosopher. But the thing is history does repeat itself, does it not? I mean, you can admit it. The thing is if you aren't paying attention, the same things happen over and over again. Definition of insanity, expecting the same, you know, doing the same thing for the next 10 years, expecting different results. For the next 10 years, no. Doesn't work like that. So your whole idea about saying, okay, I got to get off my duff and do something to contribute to society, you need to look at community first and see how you can plug in. First, you need to look at the election cycle. You need to look at the election system. You need to plug in and see what you can do to volunteer and make a difference. That's number one. Number two, you need to take an active stand in growing your own food so you can combat the food shortage and do whatever it takes to start your own business, create an LLC within your state because you save money on taxes. We already know that. My CPA tells me this all the time. And so I own multiple LLCs. That's the reason I do it, because I'm an entrepreneur and investor. And so, you know, when you're looking at stuff like this, God gives you a mission to bless other people's lives. Look inward and say, am I doing that today? Am I blessing other people's lives? What have I done to bless other people's lives? That's the most important thing. And see, if you can look at the things that you've done, you say, God bless you to somebody, I love you to somebody, doesn't matter if it's a family member, whatever the case may be, you have every opportunity to bless somebody else's life. And see, if you're in business for yourself, you have to get out in your community. It forces you to, otherwise you can't be in business, right? So you have a prime reason to set a great example for others by walking in love. And that's what it's all about. And no matter what they try to do to you, I'm talking about they, the ones who basically wove the tangled web of deceit, you know it's of Satan. You cannot trust your government. This is number one. You have to put your faith in God. He is your Savior. Christ is your Savior. But see, God provides, especially when you least expect it. These are the things you need to pray for, in all honesty. And if you have a chance to attend the Reawaken America tour, I'm telling you, it's an eye-opener. And you will come out of there armed. And this is the thing. The Bible clearly says, having done all to stand, it doesn't mean we cower in the corner and hide the mountains like these people will do. All of these reprobates, when all hell breaks loose on earth, they're going to go run and hide in the mountains thinking they can come out alive and well and existent. That's what these elite think that they have over on us. They don't. These elite work for the other side. And remember what I just said. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So anybody that's working for the guy that's in the world, if he's not of God, you're going to know it. Because word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, it all comes back. As a reminder, as we close this show, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, I'm going to enlighten you with these words, because we have a minute left in the show, is to know you're not dumb. You aren't the people that are illiterate to the word of God, carried away unto dumb idols. You have the power to be imbued with the Holy Ghost. And if you read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 in their entirety and do research on that, you will understand what I mean about walking in the Spirit. We all need to be doing that right now, folks. That's one of the reasons I'm glad Bradley Dean asked me to be on the show today, because I get to share these little things as they pop in my head. And I can flip to the Word of God and we can talk about it. That's the beauty of the Sons of Liberty, because that's what this country was founded on. That's where our constitutional principles were founded on. Remember that next time you open the good book or open your constitution to refresh your memory on how this whole thing works. Because that's what it's there for. It's a guidepost to live an abundant life. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much. Again, you can join me on the Power Hour, but you can join Bradley tomorrow live from Tennessee. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.